It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, what it's like to live with limited income in the United States. We'll get a firsthand perspective from the author of the new book, Hand to Mouth, Living in Bootstrap America.
First, we're talking about a police shooting in Milwaukee. Over the last few weeks, national attention has been on Ferguson, Missouri, where a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager earlier this year. Last week, a grand jury announced it wouldn't indict Officer Darren Wilson on any criminal charges.
A police-involved shooting closer to home has been drawing attention in Milwaukee. In April, a police officer shot and killed 31-year-old Dontre Hamilton, an unarmed man who struggled with mental illness. Here to break down the incident and what's happening now is Ashley Luthern. She's a crime reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Ashley, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
So for people who haven't been following the story, can you describe what happened that led to the shooting of Dontre Hamilton?
Sure. From what Milwaukee police have told us, based off of a summary of their internal investigation, Officer Chris Manny shot Dontre Hamilton 14 times on April 30th during an incident that began when workers at a nearby Starbucks called police to complain about Hamilton sleeping in the downtown park. So before Officer Manny responded, a pair of officers checked on Hamilton two separate times and found he was doing nothing wrong. Officer Manny was not aware of the other officers having been to the park when he retrieved a voicemail about the call, so he responded. A confrontation ensued after the officer tried to pat down Hamilton, who resisted. And again, according to this internal affairs investigation, Manny tried to use his baton first to subdue Hamilton, but Hamilton got control of it and swung it at Manny, hitting him at least once on the side of the neck. And that's when Officer Manny fired. And it should be noted that, you know, Milwaukee police, like all pretty much all police departments, they're trained to shoot to stop a threat. And the weapons that they use fire multiple rounds very quickly. Actually, today, the family, Dontre Hamilton's family, released portion of the autopsy reports, which show that he was shot 14 times, leaving 15 gunshot wounds, and half of those bullets traveled in a downward direction.
And Police Chief Flynn ultimately fired the officer who shot Dontre Hamilton back in October. On what grounds was he released from his job?
He was released. Chief Flynn said that, he said that Officer Manny did not follow his training about how to deal with emotionally disturbed people, as the policy describes them. Manny came up behind Hamilton, put his hands under Hamilton's arm and on his chest in what the chief described as an out-of-policy pat-down. The chief said, Manny had no reason to believe Hamilton was dangerous, although Manny disputes this in his written response to the to his disciplinary charges, as they're called, and says, he thought that he said, Manny argues he did follow his training, but the chief said the investigation showed otherwise. And there was a lot of talk about officer created jeopardy. The chief was saying that by violating this training and policy of the pat-down, that instigated this physical confrontation that resulted in the deadly use of force.
Now, there's been response in some ways from both sides on the police handling of this. First of all, you mentioned Dontre Hamilton's family. There have been protests, especially since the Ferguson decision, renewed protest. What's been some of the angry community response? What are people looking for?
Well, Hamilton's family has made it very clear they want to see this officer charged criminally. Most recently last week, Hamilton's mother, Maria Hamilton, said that she would actually prefer a federal investigation with a special prosecutor appointed, taking the investigation out of the state's hands entirely. One of the attorneys working with the family has said that, nothing like that would happen until the district attorney here makes a decision at the state level. But a lot of this, a lot of people who are showing up at these protests have voiced lots of concerns related to illegal strip searches in the department, other deaths in police custody like that of Derek Williams. It's not just this one officer-involved shooting, but there are very specific concerns that people have related to this particular incident.
And the police union and some who support them have reacted angrily to the firing of the officer involved in this shooting. What has their case been?
They support officer, They support Manny and say that he followed his training and did just what all officers are taught to do in terms of, you know, he did a pat down for his own safety. And, you know, the police union has said the only person who escalated the situation was Dontre Hamilton. You know, they also point out that in their review, this is an unprecedented discipline, you know, instead of a suspension or something, you know, of any length, it was a termination. And we've seen, I believe it was the first time in at least 45 years that a Milwaukee police officer has been fired for an on-duty shooting or for something related to an on-duty officer-involved shooting. So, you know, the union saying this is unprecedented, politics played into this, you know, nothing's happening in a vacuum, and that's where they've been coming from.
So you started to touch on this in reference to the possibility of a federal investigation, but what's the next step as to whether charges will be filed against the officer and what happens next?
So what happens next is the family, you know, the family has repeatedly brought up criminal charges. That decision rests right now with District Attorney John Chisholm here in Milwaukee County. He has said he is waiting for two outside reviews of the use of force, one from the FBI and one from an outside expert whom he has retained. He said that he said earlier this month, you know, he anticipates once he gets those reports, he should be able to make a decision relatively quickly. He was given the report compiled by the state's Division of Criminal Investigation back in August. So the family has said, you know, we really want to see a decision made. You know, we don't. The weight has weighed on them, and you know, the district attorney has said he understands the community's desire to have this decision made quickly. But to make a decision without those reports, he said, would be irresponsible on his part.
And is there a sense from community members protesting that, you know, why is this taking this long?
There's not a real clear sense as to why. I mean, they know what's been said, that, you know, the district attorney is waiting for these expert opinions. They're just very frustrated, as I think a lot of people are frustrated by the length of time.
Is there... And the protests that have happened since last week's grand jury decision, are people making the case that, hey, we have similar divisions between police and minority communities that we saw there in Missouri?
I think, you know, some people would make that argument. Of course, others, you know, particularly police officials would say that, you know, that's not the case. You're hearing from just one part of the community. But, you know, the protests here have not erupted in the way they did in Ferguson, and that's a direct reflection of the type of, I would say, the type of policing. You know, the police department here has made a big push that they are not going to, you know, make arrests. They're essentially, you know, they've said, we think some of these protesters want to get arrested. The protesters are saying, we just want to have our voices heard. But there are real divisions, and people have real concerns on both sides.
And Chief Flynn actually went viral a little bit in the last couple of weeks, saying people are so focused on these few police incidents when the real problem is the homicide rate that mostly affects young black men. Hey, he said, in effect, we should all be working together, police and community groups. Are we seeing that kind of action, community leaders trying to work with the police to prevent homicide and violence, whether police involved or not?
Oh, I believe so. I mean, there are lots of organizations, there are faith leaders here that work with the department on a regular basis. You know, members of the Coalition for Justice, which is this grassroots movement that supports the Hamilton family, they were front and center the very next day at the home where Layla Peterson, the 5-year-old girl, was fatally shot. And, you know, they've made it clear that, yes, you know, they do care about that. They are concerned about that. And I think that there's a real willingness on everyone that I've talked to that is, you know, that type of violence is a very real concern for everyone in the city.
All right. Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
That was Ashley Lutheran, crime reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us to talk about the latest news about the Dontre Hamilton case in Milwaukee.